life is light. Your brain is dead. Let us feed you some nerdy bread.
Hey, Johnny, you know how you like vampire chicks?
I told you that in confidence.
Guess who I saw over the weekend?
Who did you see over the weekend?
Saw some vampire chicks.
You know it's Halloween, right?
I do, yes. But these were special because I also saw knights and dames, and I also saw rangers, and I saw some blackhearts and some bards. So, and
did
vampires.
Did you see some pirates as well?
I did see some pirates. Well, I saw one, and he was a sad, lonely pirate.
Was he salty?
Yeah, he was a bit salty, if you will. I don't know.
So wait,
there's a story behind that.
You physically took me to a place where there's vampires and rangers and...
Oh, that's right. You were there. I forgot. You just were so starstruck and you kept disappearing.
I did keep disappearing. That is actually a fact.
Yeah. So what are we talking about, Johnny?
What are we talking about, Jay?
We're talking about Evermore Park.
Evermore Park. Didn't we have a special guest on a few months ago about this?
Yeah, we did. So about 3 months ago, we had a special guest on. His name was Cade Pierce.
The pirate Anders, right?
Anders.
He's known throughout the park.
Or Anders, I guess. Everyone at the park had thick accents, so we're just going to... We could do this cast in a thick accent. Let's go for it, Johnny. I'll do my Nodge accent.
I will do my best, Mama.
Okay, I'll do my Nodge accent. Laszlo, I've been thinking about you all day. Oh, look at this. Never mind. That's going to get really...
You dare do an accent in front of me, boy.
Actually, the only accent I felt like doing the whole time was Ulfric Stormcloak. Ulfric Stormcloak. I can't do his accent. Anyway, let's talk about Evermore. So what is Evermore Park, Johnny?
What is Evermore Park? And here's what I love. Listen to our original cast with Cade. And then go to Evermore and be lost, because I was completely lost. The whole, like, I knew the idea of it. It's pretty much LARPing, live-action role-playing, that goes on, and then you participate in. Essentially, there's people that work there that are LARPers, and then you pay to go interact with them, because they're amazing.
Right. What we should do is we should just do a play-by-play of our trip to Evermore. So I was thinking, okay, like, we could talk about how, like, when we first walked in, how we were kind of blown away. Some of the things we liked, some of the things we didn't like.
And then I texted you and you're in the parking lot. Oh, you mean like when we get in there, not like what we were doing before.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was so confused.
when we first get in there, and the beautiful thing is Kate explained all this, but it all went over my head. So it's really cool to go there firsthand and experience it. But the minute you walk in, someone will greet you.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Right off the bat.
And they'll ask you like, hey, is this your first time? And they can tell if it's your first time.
Right. I know. I walk in with a glazed look on my face. Where am I? She knew pretty quick. This is your first time, isn't it?
Yeah. And we were waiting for a party, but we didn't want to wait outside because we're like, we don't know how long it's going to take for the rest of our guild.
Right.
To show up. So we're like, let's go in. Check it out.
So what's cool about Evermore is the whole park is enclosed with buildings and fences and everything. So really, you really feel secluded from the world. So you walk in through this big archway, through a portal into a new world. And as we walked in, you know, we're greeted by someone in full otherworldly attire. And then, yeah, like Johnny said, we just started walking around the park while we were waiting for our party. And we saw some really cool stuff, took a little bit of photo ops. And that was cool, was that the spectacle of the park and just the buildings themselves are... made it worth it for me. Just seeing all the different lights and all the different Halloween decorations, all that right off the bat made it worth it for me. Not even including the activities. I really enjoyed just seeing like kind of the otherworldly and feeling out of this world. Cause I've never been to a place like that. Not really. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's cool is you can get immersed right away, or you can just do a lap cause it's a big circle around the park. And on, you know, if you're a noob like we are, but you speak nerd, I recommend taking the lap just to get a experience of the park. So I liked that.
Yeah, totally. And we actually ended up doing like 2 laps because we couldn't decide which guild we wanted to join.
We'll get into that later. But yeah, it was like 4 or 5 laps, if we're being honest.
Right. Totally. Totally. So how do you want to break down like our review of the place?
So the quick overview, the best way I've understood it is, it can be a park where you just look at awe and talk to these NPCs, non-player characters who interact with you, and you can just do that. Or you can be extremely immersive and join them, be a part of the group. So what we did was both, I like to think.
Totally, absolutely. So
I guess what we really liked is the first, like, I don't know, I always get amazed by buildings. Like, just the simple, like, I'm like, it looks like a tavern, something I play in Skyrim. Like, it was so well done. Just the outside of these buildings, that alone already put you in the park.
Totally. And we went on a warm fall night. It sounds like an oxymoron, but it was pretty warm and it was fall and just a little bit of chill in the air, just enough of a spooky chill. So it was perfect. We weren't cold, but we weren't hot. You know, it was nice. So the atmosphere was totally set for us. And as we walked around the park, they gave us three initiatives. They said, join a guild, see the haunted circus, because there's a haunted circus in town where Johnny's vampires were dwelling. And then
that's who told us it was a vampire.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely. And then the third one was to do the haunted ride, which we didn't do. We ran out of time.
The train ride, right?
Yeah. No, not the train ride. There's like a haunted trail that they said you should join. The haunted half. It's not the haunted half. Trademark.
It's not the haunted house.
No, it is like a haunted house, but it's like a trail throughout the whole park, and you go through different haunted areas, through different haunted buildings. We didn't do it, so I can't speak that much on it. We wanted to, but it got so late. By the time we were finishing up, it was like, we'd have to rush it. Let's do it another time.
And the guilds are, you can find them by their flags, right? They're
right.
Their banners outside. And they are spread out pretty well. Like, they're not right next to each other.
Not at all.
The ones that we, okay, let's start this off first. So we did want to see because, you know, we don't keep track of people well. We wanted to see if our friend Cade was working.
Yeah, and this is actually kind of embarrassing.
Like, yeah, you can't just be yelling at all the workers like, hey, is Cade here? Because, you know,
where's Cade Pierce? He works here somewhere.
Yeah. Do you guys know him?
They're all actors and in character, and so they have no idea.
Yeah. The beauty of this park is they don't break.
Not at all. At all.
And we're obnoxious, and they did not break. We're funny, and, you know, we say nonsense, and they didn't take the bait at all.
Not at all. They don't, like, they'll joke with you if it's in-world, but if it's not in-world, they just kind of stare at you like, really? I don't know. Or even worse, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, so you're confusing me. They're really good at being in-world.
Yeah, but they were nice enough to, like, you showed them a picture of Cade.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't remember the name of his character. And we went to this cool little, it looks like in Skyrim where the witches, the haggles would go together and they'd flame up. That's like how I described this area we were in.
Right. Part of me wonders if we found the witches and then we can never find them again through our seven walkarounds. Right? Because we never found it again. It's almost kind of eerie. Like, yeah, we walked into a witch cove and then couldn't find it again.
Yeah, it didn't help that. What is really cool, like, it did bug me for a second how once it gets dark and we are in a desert, so it gets dark rather quickly. It's pretty dark. The park is pretty dark. Like, they keep the ambiance of you being in a village.
Yeah, totally.
But we went to try to find the pirate, and they led us to another pirate named Booker. And so you and me just yelled out.
So, all right.
We had this name. Okay, yeah, you explain your side, because you're the one who was talking to her.
So so in the park, you're able to role play into it so much that these actors, you can, like, set plot points for them to be killed. And we found out that our friend had been killed, and we thought...
Heroically.
Yeah, heroically. When we heard the story, we thought that he was reincarnated into another pirate named Booker. That was how we interpreted it based on the explanation, because it's an in-world explanation. So we thought he was playing a new character named Booker, and we're like, oh, here we go. And that's not what was going on at all.
She was leading us to talk to a pirate named Booker.
So we could get the full story, which also wasn't good because Booker didn't want to talk about it.
No. And the funny part was, like, we'd just keep yelling the name Booker until someone would turn around, because we didn't understand that all the pirates were pretty much in one area.
Right. And we thought, so what was funny is, like, we wanted to kill our friend in the world, or at least, like, set in motion a plot to destroy him just as a joke. And so we kept, like, going to different guilds and being like, where's Booker? Thinking it was Cade. Yeah, we're going to kill him.
We want to take out a pirate named Booker.
Yeah.
The best part is they all kind of were into it.
They all were like, oh, yes, Booker. We would like to destroy him as well. Like,
let's go to the first faction that we tried out, the Blood
Hearts.
Yeah. So that was the first one that we saw.
Blackhearts,
yeah. And they were more, I thought at first they were more of like an assassin type, like the Brotherhood, like on Skyrim. But
right, that's what I thought they were going to be. Yeah, no, they're more like Witchers was the vibe I got.
Yeah, that makes a little more sense. But they also do not mind assassinating Booker, because we brought up how we wanted to kill a pirate named Booker.
Thinking it was Cade, the main Blackheart said, is there anyone in the park or any monster you have ever wanted to slay or anything? And we said, we really just want to kill the pirate Booker, thinking it was Cade, not realizing that, nope, that was some other actor. We have no idea who he is, who we later met during it.
But yeah, the Blackhearts were a little too keen. Yeah, we can make that happen.
Yeah, they were a little too on board with taking care of Booker.
And so once you talk to these guilds, and there's what, five of them, if my memory serves me right?
Seven.
Okay, cool. So once you talk to these guilds, they tell you, what are they called? The three tenants?
Yeah, tenants.
Yeah, so the three tenants on how you can become a member of this. And that was really cool, because a lot of them kind of overlap, but they're way different.
Yeah, and some of them are really good. Like, they have a full-blown archery range, and you have to go and, like, perform well at the archery range. That's one way to join, like, one of the three tenants for, like, bravery or strength, something like that. I think it was strength.
Stealth, showing your honor. There's a lot of different... They make sense. Like, if you break down, like, okay, a ranger, yeah, he needs to be sneaky. It's a ranger. Like, mm-hmm. You understand. They make... The cool thing is, like, if you understand any type of gaming, this makes sense to you. It's not new.
Right. Totally. It fit in with, like, a skill set that matched the guild.
But it's super hard, though. Like, it was not easy.
None of them were super, like, I don't know. The pirate run where it was, like, just make a fool of yourself. I was like, I want a little bit more of a challenge.
But it's embarrassing if you don't like that, though. Like,
right. So for someone, it would be... a challenge. Yeah. For me, who makes a fool of himself constantly and started a podcast about that, not as much of an issue. I was about to get up and start singing or, I don't know, Pants Johnny.
Yeah, and Pierce. Weird, but whatever.
What did you say?
I would have allowed you to do it. You would have been the Pants Queen. Like, all right. And that's something, too, which, not to jump around a little bit, but it took me even a second to play along with the NPCs, because Cade explained it on our first cast of how they love it when you play around, and it's hard at first, like putting your head around talking to strangers in general is hard. Not for you and me, but it is hard when, like, how seriously am I supposed to take them,
right?
And for me it was like, take them serious.
100%. And yeah, so like you said, you interact with these actors in all these different guilds. You have to find the guilds. It's kind of fun. It's like a little mystery hunt. And then when you get there, like, it's kind of an awkward conversation, because they're like, what do you want? Like, you know, they're not going to be like, oh, another one right here. Come here and let me tell you your tenants. It's like, you have to dig for it. So we're awkward about it. Like, we're with a group where, like, some of our group did not want to talk. They're behind us. And so, like, I'm like, hi, I should not be the spokesman. I'm not a bard type individual. More of
Village idiot. On the group too, like the first one was the Blackhearts. They were a little scarier. So the guy, the actor portraying it, was eerie.
Oh yeah. So he's about 6'2", and he's standing around this fire, and he's in a full dark outfit with a mask on, and he's got like eyeshadow on. Yeah, like eyeshadow and dirt, kind of like a Winter Soldier look. And we come up to him, and he gets pretty close with social distancing. So when I say pretty close, like. He was amongst our group a little bit, you know, like he was probably 3 feet away.
Yeah, he's not.
Right. But I mean, he was on top of a hill kind of too. So it was kind of like he was pretty tall and he was telling us the stuff, and it set a really good ambiance. Like, you felt immersed in this world.
Yeah. He was like in front of a fire pit, and there was this little area, and he's just like
little cottage behind him building.
Yeah. Kind of like you just stumbled upon this guild.
Right.
And they're not like, oh, come join us for easy. Like, he was menacing in a good way, not like demeaning or anything. Like, it was very, it fit there. And the thing is, like, there's obviously different people in that guild. So luckily the one we got, I liked a lot.
Right. And what's interesting is, like, none of the actors act even close to the same. So a little bit after, we made our way eventually to the pirates, and the pirate didn't act at all like the Blackhearts act. Mm-hmm.
We went to, I think, the Rangers second, right? Or was it
Blackhearts?
Yeah, we went to, we found the bard.
Bards, pirates, yeah. Right. So we made our way to the Bard College, which I don't know if it's actually that. That's from Skyrim. But the Bards were sick. Like, total sleepers. And did not realize they were that cool. It was awesome. Tell us about the Bards, Johnny.
Here's what I'll say. So we have people who, the travelers, right, is what guests are called. So not people that are the professionals. And we were talking with a girl in full-on cosplay. Answered everything we were, and then like when she was done, she's like, oh yeah, I'm just a traveler like you guys, I'm just here all the time and knows everything. But she was just so well versed, and that's what I like the patrons who go to this are as well versed as, you know, the higher people,
right? And we had a pit stop, so this was when we saw the Bards in their area. Right before that, Johnny, do you remember there was a traveling Bard that we ran into in that pavilion area where everyone was singing? Were you part of the group at this point? Remember the ballerina, the ghost followed us there, and that lady was singing?
Okay. Let's, that pavilion.
And maybe you should talk about the ghost, too.
Okay, so we were, me and Jay, we're not, like, Jay's tall, but we're not tiny guys. We're pretty big.
Yes.
And there was a ghost, as we were later told, because there was this big lady in a tutu, like a rip, like CrossFit entity behind us in a tutu, and she... And we noticed her first with the black hearts. And I was like, who's that? And he's like, oh, they're these ghosts. They're around. And I was like, all right. And then we went to that pavilion. And the pavilion was really cool. And I'll get to that in a second. But then I noticed the tutu lady again. Because you don't miss a pink tutu lady who's like 5'10". Probably 2'10". I think she was a big lady.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was in an all white outfit.
With a pink tutu.
I thought it was white.
No, it was a pink ballerina tutu.
Okay.
Very classic, the look.
Yeah, it was creepy. It looked like from like 50 years ago or 100 years mm-hmm. ago, a tutu. Yeah, but she had followed us there in an eerie way, and then she wasn't very far from our group, and she would kind of glance over at us. It was kind of unsettling.
But what was really cool about the Bards, though, is they were doing a song, and they were singing, and there was a good amount of people there, probably like 30, 35
yeah.
in this area. And they were telling people what to sing. They would sing the verse, and it was all together. And it was this nice, the way it picked up was really well, just how it bounced off the walls. And it reminded me of, I don't think you ever played Dragon Age Inquisition.
No, but I'm familiar with it.
But there's this scene halfway through where everyone, the party is just leaving through, and it's a cutscene, and everyone starts singing a song similar to that. And that always gave me goosebumps because I like that. And it was cool to see that in a park in real life. Like, I was getting goosebumps when everyone was singing. Like, you know, not everyone's an amazing singer like me, but they still, like, it was great though, right?
Did yeah, you not it really feel? Was. Oh, it was. It was really cool. I don't know. It kind of, for me, it had the vibe of, there's a book called The Name of the Wind, and they're not bards, but they're performers at, the Aeolian is the name of like a restaurant, and they have the crowd sing along a lot of the time. To these musicians who are incredible. And that's kind of how it reminded me of is we had a lady with a really good voice and a guitar or a lute, and she was thrumming it, singing a song, and then she'd have everyone join in with her at the chorus, and then she went back to thrumming it. And it was a really cool experience because I've never experienced anything like that in real life. Like at the what's that fair with the Renaissance Fair? Mm-hmm. They have performers, but none of them include you with it from what we could see. And it's more like just like a bunch of gift shops than anything else. This was like a full experience. So it was kind of cool to be like, have this real life experience of what I read about in fantasy books.
Or what you play about. Yeah. Like like I said, if you let go of your shyness, inhibitions, and just sing along, like, you know, no one has a great voice. You just sing like you felt it in you. And that was really cool. Like, I didn't want to leave that right away, but we just had to find Booker. Pirate.
Right. So this time we went as a podcast to kind of give it a review. If I ever go back, I want to go back in full elf gear and like really immerse myself in it and play a character and set everything aside.
When we go back.
Right. Yes. Did I say if?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. If I go back this year, how's that? If I go back this year.
Yeah, that's even better. But no, I definitely think you need to go several times. And you need to, for me, because I'm like this, like the first time I like just to take everything in, not decide anything. But the second time, like I'll be more prepared. But anyway, so we went, we heard that, and then we went to the Bard College, and the traveler explained stuff to us. And then they're like, yeah, the Booker is just hanging out right behind you.
That's Booker. We were like, times. Where's Booker? And she literally pointed and is like, that's Booker. And we looked over and we're like, that's not Booker.
That's not Cade. That's
yeah,
Booker.
Exactly.
Not
Cade. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I meant. But in our heads, like, it kind of broke us for a second. We were like, what? Like, we've been putting out this, like, plot to assassinate Booker for the last hour with every faction we meet, and we come to find out that it's not even Cade. Like, what?
Who are you? And then after meeting him, we were like, yeah, now we understand why everyone wants to assassinate him, too.
Right. He was kind of... So, in this story, Anders, who's played by Cade, was really close with Booker, and Anders was killed. And so, yeah, we thought Booker was a reincarnation. No, he was, like, the friend who was super distraught about it.
I think he was first mate, right?
Something, yeah, they were really close. They didn't really say that I remember. But, what was interesting is I was like, oh, we heard a story about a pirate who took a bullet to the chest and his name was like Evan or something because I couldn't remember. And Booker just stared at me for like 5 seconds and he's like, are you talking about what? Wait, what's his name again? Evan?
Anders.
Right. Thank you. Sorry. So Booker just stares at me for like 5 seconds and he goes, are you talking about Anders? Right now, seriously.
Yeah, you like bring in that character. Up to me, yeah. And then I started to back away because I'm like, this is going south. I backed away. And like,
I'm like laughing about it, not realizing like I have no background. No, none of these actors have told me any of this that like he's going to be upset about it. Don't bring it up or be like cautious. I just thought he was some random pirate. They could have been enemies. Like he could have been killed by Booker. I had no clue. So I'm like, oh, I heard a story about Anders. Tell us about it. And he's like, what? In character, because for him he's got this whole backstory to it, and for me I'm just some jackass who has no idea what's going on. And it was really funny and really uncomfortable because that's how well they stay in character. And so he was like, who told you about Anders? I would very much like to know. And I was like, I'll go find that out. And then I quickly left the area and never went back.
It's cool
because we had no idea who did tell us. The witches, they disappeared.
The cool thing is too, it's like he's supposed to be kind of hated. Like, he played that so well.
Right.
Like, he is salty. Like, I do not, like, want to talk to him again.
Right. But if you were in the mood for it, it would totally be your jam. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But because we're totally bards at heart, like, you know, we were like,
But you want him to be your enemy, though. That's what's really cool. Like, you're not supposed to like everybody.
He's complicated is the cool thing. He's not just, not everyone is like a, ha 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 ha, and you shall join my guild. Like, not at all, which is really cool. Like, you had to earn it with him. Like, if you want to be a pirate, come on, you can be a pirate. And I don't think we approached him very well, but he did a really good job. Like, he brought it back to, like, realistic and cool, really good.
Yeah, he's
and we're gonna kill him for it.
we're joining a faction just to ruin it. So what was cool is they have archery, right?
Mm-hmm. Which tied really well to the knight. Or oh my goodness, why did you say that originally? You screwed me up. The Blackhearts and the Rangers tied really well to the archery.
Yeah, that I was going there.
Okay, let's hear it, Johnny.
because the Blackhearts told us you need to complete an archery or a battle to prove that your merit. And we're like, oh, archery seems like fun. And that line does not move.
Right. They have really good attention to detail. The problem too is we would wait about 10 minutes for the line to move and then we'd get antsy and we'd run somewhere else and then we'd come back and the line was the same length.
Okay. We'll get to that in a second. I know where you're going with this and we'll get to it. So there's the people that work there, the NPCs, wear a medallion over their chest, and that's what tells them apart. And it's really easy at night because it glows. But anyway, so they're always approaching you, which is cool because always leave yourself open to be approached. Like, I know it's awkward, but they approach you always while you're waiting in line to interact with you. And this really cool ranger person, lady, if you will, was talking to us and explained the Rangers, and it was really cool. And Jay wanted to go watch the circus, and I wanted to hear more about the Rangers. That was it.
No. Let's get into this real quick. There's two things that we need to discuss here. One, I wanted
that was actually
to see...
exactly it.
No. So I wanted to go see the circus, and Johnny wanted to talk to the Ranger. But here's the thing: we're in line as we're talking, and a party of like six people shows up behind us, and Johnny's like, "Oh, go ahead in front of us. We're fine." And I'm like, what are you doing, Johnny? Like, there's people behind us. You can't just have them. What is wrong with you?
It was like two people.
The slowest moving line in the whole. So most of the lines move pretty quickly. Like, there's a ton of things to do. But the archery is extremely popular. And it doesn't move that quickly because, like, you need to take care. It's three people at a time, and they need their chance to hit critical blows with the archery range. And Johnny is letting people butt us. Like, what are you doing? Like, a big party.
That was two people, not a
no,
big
No, it
party.
Was more than two. They
it
had little
two.
Friends
it
with them.
It happened to grow after. Because
no.
Friends came back from food, but yeah.
Okay, and so we're talking to the ranger, which was one of my favorite parts of the whole thing. The rangers were cool. She was really down to earth. She was a cool ranger, talking to us about her archery. She gave us her tenants. And she had a positive opinion of the pirates.
No,
kind
she did
of.
Not, Booker.
Was it? No, it was it the dame? The female
it
knight?
It was the knight had a positive opinion about some pirates. But
oh,
no one
okay,
had a good
okay.
opinion about Booker.
I'm though. Pretty sure she did. She was like, okay with no. it. What was funny is there was another pirate right there. And we're like, Booker, he's going to die. And the pirate's
that was,
standing
that was
there.
The knight lady.
Right, right, right. So there's yeah, a, there's so, a knight faction, a warrior faction, and that was really cool too to talk to them in full breastplate armor, whatever you want to call it, full knight breastplate. Yeah. What do they call that? Plated armor, whatever it is, plate, chainmail, and plate. Yeah, it was cool. They committed.
They committed well, but as we still are on the ranger, their faction's really cool because you have to be stealthy. And one of their tenants is stealth, and to get it is you have to like hide behind a what are they called? Evermorian.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the citizens of Evermore.
You have to hide behind them for like 30 seconds. Yeah. And the thing is cool when you complete this task, like it's not like you can just lie. Like, yeah, I did it. They like give you a ticket and then you bring in these tickets or something or a password. Cause probably for COVID, a password. And that's how you go into, and then you tell report about it. So that was really cool. They have like really neat things on theirs.
Yeah. I really wish I would have committed to trying to do that. I would have pulled out a timer on my phone. Cause I feel like one of our issues was we were at a buffet. So we wanted to try everything without really getting to the meat of anything too much. You know what I mean? Cause we just ran around and tried everything, which was fun. But if I went back, I would try and focus my visit to, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to keep focused, and I'm going to join a faction and get through it. And then afterwards, maybe I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. And whatever you wanted was to go wait in line to watch a circus.
Okay. So I'm like, Johnny, let's go get in line. Like, the circus is about to start. The line's going to be pretty long. And Johnny's like, no, 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 no. It'll be fine. We'll go over in a minute. And I'm like, okay. So we go over in
a
minute.
I was pantomiming how to do ranger stuff, and she was going along with it. So I'm going to keep an audience.
Yeah,
give
okay,
me an audience.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it going.
So we get in line for the circus, and we get there. And Johnny, who's a negative Nancy, who's a Debbie Downer, goes, they're going to get to us, and then they're going to close it off. And they get to us, 100 people in front of us, straight to us. We're the next group. And they cut it off. No joke. Like, there's
really,
five
we were
of
right
us.
In front.
Yeah, no, no, no. We were there with the worker, and they closed the tent door, and we're like, okay, thanks, Johnny. You cursed us. I guess magic is real.
A really cool fire show. So
that's
you're
true.
Welcome.
You're thank you. But you didn't even watch all. Oh yeah, you did. You did.
I actually did watch the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true. So there are fire eaters at Evermore. Getting into our next part, we went and watched a 30-minute fire eater show, which
was
really cool.
It was a good length.
Incredible. And they have a lot of stuff. Think of, you know, New Girl when Schmidt starts the fire eating stuff. Think of that, but like really well done.
Yeah, they're super talented. One of the fire ones ended up doing some of the circus bit the second half because they're always different performers. They rotate like I think 15 people
mm-hmm.
Every hour and a half, however long it takes. Yeah, but then what did we do after that? That was really cool.
After the circus that we finally got into.
No, it was before that.
Damn. Oh,
I had it.
Part of our group went hatchet throwing, knife throwing, and you broke mm-hmm. off and talked with a bunch of random vampires and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's what I like. Before we get in, I just want to talk about the people that we talked to in the line.
Yeah.
Do you have anything before that, or
I was going to talk about axe throwing and knife throwing.
Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, axe throwing and knife throwing. I've been axe throwing before. It's really fun. I even stuck a knife. The knives are really hard to stick, so you get to throw both. I stuck one knife out of three, which is really hard. The knives did not stick super easily. No one else in our group got a knife. No, one other person did. But then I also got a hatchet, and Chris got two hatchets, so technically I won the group. I was pretty excited about it. But it was fun. I like axe throwing, and the axes were pretty cool. They kind of, yeah, they bounced around if you messed up, and the instructor was really good, and that line moved pretty quick, and it was a lot of fun. It was a really popular one that moved pretty quick. It was about as popular as the archery range. Those were far and out the two biggest lines at Evermore at the time.
Yeah, it's cool too, because like there is some stuff you pay extra for, but there's a lot of stuff that is included.
Right.
And that was one that's included with your base price to go in.
Right. A lot of the extra stuff is like food, the haunted trail that we talked about, one of the three things you're supposed to do. I think the train ride, you can get one ride with your
base admission ticket.
Did you talk to the people behind us in line and they said that? $3 isn't bad though. And still, it's a fun train ride.
They have like package deals where you can pre-buy everything. So you can pre-buy in a train ride. Like you can do that beforehand.
Right. Okay.
And if you think about it, it's like, how much do people go watch a 2-hour movie? You know, 12, 15 bucks. So it's not, I didn't think the price was that bad at all. Cause you were there. You can be
completely
there
completely reasonable. 6 hours. Oh yeah. We were there for
four and a half hours.
Yeah. And we only left cause our toesies were getting cold.
Well, yeah, that too. And we didn't like sort out a faction because you have to do some of the faction stuff at a certain time.
Right. Otherwise, it's like a private thing. And even then,
I think you kind of have to let them know, like, hey, I'm doing it.
Right.
So they don't.
It's more specialized after like 9:30. It's funner. It's better to get it done early, which I would have done. We should have done honestly. Okay. We're back to this point. So we got back into the line with the Rangers and the Knights. And then we talked with the Knights for a while and we were going to battle in the area.
I forgot her name, but Dame. She was really cool.
I don't know her name, Dame is the official name for a female knight.
Oh, yeah. Because we were next to the guillotine, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. If you look like you don't want to talk to them, they'll go find you.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're in our little group being goofy, like just making jokes about nonsense. And this Dame comes up to us. And what did she say about the guillotine?
She's like, what is it? It's something about, she doesn't trust so many people next to a guillotine or something.
Yeah.
I don't trust all you next to a guillotine.
Well, and I made a joke that, I thought that was used for cutting fruit. And she was like, what fruit can you cut with that thing?
Yeah, she played along so quick. That's what I love, the improv of these people, actors. They're really well.
Oh, yeah. And I said something about watermelons. And then it kind of just went from there. Our friend called her a lady knight, which you're not supposed to do because a lady is the bride of a knight, but a dame is a female knight.
Oh yeah, she they'll take you to school when you mess up.
Oh yeah, they call you out on it, like almost to the point of like
intimidating. Yeah, I really liked her though. Like,
roll for intimidation.
I wanted to, like, we would have probably chatted with her a little longer, but there were people that actually like needed her for something. Like one of them was like, I'm ready for my knight's training.
Right.
So I'm like, let that guest do that part, day walker, whatever they're called, guest walker person.
So one thing you missed, Johnny, while we were in that general area, someone literally took like an axe or something to the face and fell to the ground in the battle arena like hard. They were just laying there for like 10 seconds, like grabbing their face. And then they got up because it's a foam thing or whatever. I think they were just little shocked.
So there's the archery and then there's that battle arena,
right,
which is all foam.
Correct. Yeah. It's like foam swords and axes and you can, you know, it's pretty fun. And foam shields.
And that's for your party or your group or
to prove their bravery. And strength.
Yeah,
that was fun.
And people, like, we were watching it because you can watch it, it's open. I think it was like there was little kids going YOLO. Like,
they were
just going at an 11 full force.
This was cool. There was a girl who was probably 11 and they gave her a sword and like they said go to the two lines and like they were kind of jogging towards each other and this girl sprinted at someone.
She just went
and just
out.
Started like flinging the sword like crazy at them. It was hilarious. It was funny.
And that was really cool. That line didn't seem as long, so that's a good one to do.
My biggest regret of the night is that we didn't take our full company because we had a big group and we didn't get in line for that. Because that would have been so much fun with Zach, Mallory, Mason, Kaylee, Chris, Allie, Eliza, Jay, Johnny, and Coleman. That would have been so much fun with all of us.
You nailed that group, though.
Thank you.
I forgot everyone. I just remember myself.
That would have been so much fun with Coleman in his goofy outfit. All of it would have been so cool.
Yeah, this is something that it's really cool to go first time. And what I gouged out of our group too, everyone's down to do another event. And then I posted a picture about it and everyone who saw, they're like, what is this park? And I'm like, we talked about it 3 months ago. Did you not listen to my podcast? Like, no. And I'm like, cool. Well, let me take you to this park then with us and then listen to our podcast.
Right. Yeah. And let me tell you guys, the lighting at the park, sublime. There's one photo of Johnny and me where we look jacked. We're not. Well, Johnny is, but I'm not.
Thank you.
But we look jacked. I was like, oh, Johnny, we're looking good. I storied it because I was so excited.
We
I look good here.
Okay, so we finally made it to this circus.
Yeah.
You want it so much. So here, okay, so this is what I want to say. So to what's really smart is they don't just say like, oh, it's Halloween. They make it plausible in this world. So like out of nowhere, these vampires just appeared out of another dimension. These ghosts just appeared. This tent just appeared. And it even took the bards. They took the place where the bards were, and the bards had to move, and they were mad about this. Like, we just lost our area, our whatever, their spot in the park. And it was just cool to see how like all the characters know this, and they were all mad about these vampires and ghosts. Like, they're not happy that these people have taken over.
Right. Absolutely. That was fun. I enjoyed the circus. Other people a little less, because I think it was, I don't know, some of the stuff we'd already seen. They had more fire eaters and we'd already seen that, and they had rope performers and we'd already seen that. I enjoyed it. Other people were like, eh, seen it. They also had a magician that I thoroughly enjoyed. Everyone else was like, oh, it's fine. You know, it was kind of, some of it was geared kind of towards a younger crowd. But because mentally I'm still 11 years old, I was losing it. I thought it was hysterical. My handkerchief is now yellow. I was like, yes.
So while we're waiting in line, and it's a gift you and me have, Jay, where we can talk to anybody.
Yes.
Without even trying. And what was cool is like, I wasn't really trying to talk to anybody. Booker's going down. That's going to happen. I mean, our loyal knights that listen, we're all going to go to the park. I mean, we're already in contact with Evermore Park.
Hundreds of people are going to show up and demand the death of Booker.
We are. Now that we have a legion of our own, the Deadlight Knights, that's going to be our faction. And they're going to take down Booker. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
But so we were waiting in line. And what's cool is like, I've experienced this only in Comic-Con, where no matter that you're in such a safe haven, you can say anything nerdy and someone will turn around and agree, or someone will comment. And this is what this place is. You can say anything nerdy you want in a safe space, or I don't get this, and people will turn around and talk to you because it's such a safe place. So that's really cool. So we saw these brother, sister, they're in front of us. One of the sister, adorable little girl, probably 11, right? Guess 10, 11.
10, 11.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and her brother was probably in his late teens.
14, 15.
Anyways.
Not yeah, late yeah. teens.
Okay. But yeah, enough to be there late at night.
Yeah. So,
but he was explaining, because we were still so new, we were like, oh, what faction are you? Because that's what we like to do. Like, he's obviously been there more than once. And started talking to him. And what was really cool about his story is he goes once a week, at least, to the park. And it was, he told me that he grew a lot with himself with the park. And I thought that was really cool that he like is growing as a person going to this park. And he's like, I learned a lot about myself doing these challenges that the factions made you. He was a, what is it, Bloodheart? Blackheart. I'm gonna keep forgetting it. And he was like a level 4. And it's like D&D, like it's not easy to level up. Like level 1, okay, you did it, and then you can do that in a day. But progressing after that takes many, many times. And he was a level 4, and he was explaining it, and how he like has a how to get him out of his public speaking. He's like, I don't like the public speak. And they challenged him to face your fear. So he had to like talk to 12 people, and like he just turned around and talked to us. So you could tell he's growing a lot. And I thought that was really cool to this park. Let's shire people like that grow.
Yeah, it lets them excel, especially because they're in a mind state where they're almost being someone else, but it still lets them, you know, in a fantastic way, it lets them get out of that shell. It provides a
truer self,
a situation where they can do that. Exactly.
They're in a safe haven where I'm like, you know what? In school, they don't get me. Maybe these people don't get me, but these people get me. So that's totally. Really, I like that a lot. Like, I like that I got a chance to talk to this kid and get to learn. And he's taking his little sister, you know, getting a little nerd going, who was priceless. She's like, didn't know what faction to join. She's like, yeah, because her brother was a Blackheart. And she's like, but the Rangers are cool. And I'm like, that's exactly my situation. High five me, little 11-year-old. We're in the same boat. We don't know what we want to do either.
Yeah.
It was really cool to like chat with strangers who are in the same, just love what you love.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a cool part of the park. And you were able to talk to a lot of the workers, the vampire workers too, from the circus.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of them before and after, and they all kept their character, but it's cool just to chat with them because like you can, I got a little egotistical, like, yeah, look at me killing it. And then I was like, wait, they get paid to talk.
So I wasn't really killing it.
Technically, they have to talk back to me. They have no choice.
I'm such a social whiz. My charisma is a 20.
Yeah, my charisma is a +4. And then I was like, wait, it's like a negative four, but the DM is your cousin and he wants you to succeed. So
exactly.
Or no, the DM's your mom and she wants you to do well. That's really what it is.
You can't get a date, honey.
They agree with you. Because literally, like, you just go up and you'll be like, that was a cool performance. Oh, thank you. And then you can just talk to them and they can explain, like, yeah, we're just here doing the, like, I didn't really pay attention too much, but it was cool because going back to, oh, this is what I want to bring up. The kid we were talking to, who's there all the time, he told us, or maybe it's just me, that one of the main night ladies, the dames, was bitten like 2 weeks ago or something by one of the vampires. And that's like that one scene started this whole revolution. And I was like, that's so cool that he remembers that, that it's a big deal that someone getting bit like a vampire biting someone important in the park makes the story drive. And it's just something I was like, I've been told about, but until you're there, you don't understand that it does drive a story. One little scene changes the whole park and all the patrons and all the walkers.
Yeah.
That's where I was going.
I like that.
Really cool.
Yeah, totally. And the story carries through the whole season or the whole theme. So that's kind of fun. I was gonna say that was pretty much the end of it. The last thing we did was the circus. My biggest regret was not doing a full battle arena with our whole group. And then if I could go back, I think I would join the Rangers. I have that vibe, and I have the outfit for it. So pretty cool, guys. Pretty sweet.
The cool thing about the Rangers is the more you level up, they want you to infiltrate
other factions.
Right? And then I kind of was, yeah. I mean, I really did like how that's an option. Like, that was really cool. And then I was like, maybe I'll be a Blackheart and then be a Ranger too. Because you can't level up once you get to a certain thing. They were saying, like, you can't multi-class. Let's go back to D&D. But you're allowed to join stuff and do things. And I was like, that's really cool. I really like that. And, you know, you're not, if you don't like the faction, you can join another one. Pirates, boo.
And I regret not being able to, I regret not being younger. Because now I'm an old man and I've got a job and I can't go to a park four times a month. I know, if we had found this when we were 18 or 17.
Dude, I'd be there every, you know what I would do, honestly? I might still do that now. I want to get a job there. I just want to walk around. Like, yeah. I want to be that ghost lady where I just get paid to walk around and like have people see if they notice me stalking them.
Right. That would be sweet. I want to be a zombie.
It's cool.
And I get to bite random people and it's okay.
You know, you do that already and it's not okay. So you might as well get a job where it is okay.
There you go.
It was cool. Like
did you have any regrets?
I knew the season to hit was the only one I would ever hit is like a D&D themed one, which I think they do more like the springtime and the Halloween one. But you know what? Now I'm like, I kind of want to see, even though it's going to be snowy and cold, I want to see this Halloween one.
Right. I need to buy some boots, but I'd like to see it.
Right. I feel like if they're that clever to do things, then I'm intrigued.
Totally. Do you have any regrets?
Oh yeah, dude. I wish I had more time. I wish it was a little brighter so I could actually see.
But I don't, because I enjoyed the ambiance of it. So each their own.
But I wouldn't have mind joining a faction. But that is true. I still don't know if I wanted to be a Ranger or the other Blackhearts.
I think it'd be fun in the summer when the sun sets at 9:30.
That'd be cool.
I think we'll have to do it again.
But then I'll be all sweaty.
Maybe.
But I do regret the not battling and archery.
I know we should have stuck it out and not let people join us, bump in front of us. What were you thinking?
I still blame the ranger chick being impressed about my pantomiming skills.
Yeah, okay, we're talking to the ranger and Johnny's saying that he threatens people by pretending to pull an invisible bow on them.
Have you ever shot an arrow?
Yeah.
And I meant to say on the Wii, like, you know, like you would just pantomime you were doing it. But you know,
it's not going to transfer over well. Yeah. So Johnny's like, I just pantomime pulling a bow and threatening people with it. And she's like, what? And that works.
Yeah. You can play along with, that's what's really cool. If you want to, cause so I was talking to other people in our party and they kind of felt awkward about talking to the NPCs, which is totally doable. Like it is awkward. And then the other person's like, just mess around with them. You can walk away. And I'm like, that's a good experience to take. Try it out. If it feels weird, walk away. But trust me, they are really talented. And I don't use that word lightly. I was impressed at how great they are at improv. We would throw pantomiming, shooting arrows at them, and they would talk to us about it.
Right.
Talk about cutting a watermelon, and she'd be like, what?
I know. I really want to go back with like a cool, creepy, archaic mask and my brown cloak, and I want to mess with some people. Like, I want to take some old letters, handwritten, and like put like the wax with the seal on it and deliver it to people, and like have a hand that says "we know" and like stuff like that.
That's the thing,
right?
Is like the kind of people that go to this are diehard nerds that want to try it the first time, and just people who want to go to the park, think it's cool, like have no idea about nothing. So if you're dressed in cosplay, you can easily fool a lot of people and thinking that, oh, this is real. I'm gonna lead someone into a faction, and it's nothing. It's just us made up.
Right. Imagine like that 11-year-old kid. Imagine like being like, hey, come here, and like having him deliver a note for you. Like, I'm gonna give you this gold if you deliver this note for me. And you have him deliver it to, since we've been picking on Booker, you did an amazing job. Like, we're teasing you.
No, we really did. That's why we love picking on you.
I know. That's why we can play into it so much, because it's so good. Imagine if it was just a boring park. You couldn't do this. Yeah, exactly. We wanted complex people. So, I know. He's not a bad guy. He's just salty. And I loved it. Yeah. And it could have just been that time of the year for him, you know, in that story, whatever's going on. Who knows? Because we didn't know the whole backstory. Sorry, I'm talking really fast.
We could have
found
a salty ranger and could have been like, ugh, rangers are bad.
Right. So, I know, and that would have been so interesting, too. It would have been so good. Even the knights were totally different than the rangers. The rangers were super welcoming, and, like, they were so friendly.
But that was just the one we talked to.
That's true. But, like, completely different than the Night Guard, or the, oh my gosh, the Black Hearts. Completely different than the knights. So.
Yeah, and even, like, there was,
the
like,
knights
an actual
were a
nice
lot more
pirate.
Blunt. Yeah.
Because the pirate was all nice to our dame. And
he was
then, Shmi. And then she's like, look, there's a good one.
Yeah. It's Shmi.
It's Shmi.
But what was really fun is, like, you could show up in a... Like, I really want to do this. I want to show up in a full outfit with, like, a mask and everything. And I want to hand out these notes and, like, have it each be clues. And they're like, this mask guy shows up once a month. He hands out notes and he just messes with everyone. And he kind of throws a wrench in everything. Because he's blowing
you know,
into it,
and
he's
just,
a mysterious
figure. We're
going to
get really close
figure.
With the Evermore people, and we're going to be like, hey, we're going to do Deadlight nerd stuff with them, and they're going to love it.
Yeah, we'll be the Deadlight Knights that show up. Although those
the
are
Deadlight
our followers.
Knights
so
that
we
just ruin everything.
But we'd have to be the master. You'd have to be the master of light who tries to control things in a positive way in the park.
Oh,
and I'd
yeah.
be the master of death who shows up and is, yeah. It is interesting. Like, I do really want to try and like play into this a little bit. Not for this season.
It'd probably be towards the summer.
I think the summer we want to
do it. Become better friends with them.
It's getting too cold. Yeah, exactly. We need to develop this relationship.
Yeah, but it will be good. I mean, we do recommend everyone trying this, and we will be a part of this park. Oh yes, we will.
Any final words on this, Johnny? I've said my piece, so I'm just give me your closing thoughts.
I just recommend everyone to do it. And guess what? If you don't have friends that don't want to do it, DM me and Jay, and we'll go do it with you. We're down to go again. We'll have a big party. We'll have fun.
We'll dress up as the Master of Light and Death. Johnny will fling his arrows at you.
We have friends that know how to sew, so we'll get cosplayers going. And then, I guess, yes, there were people that were dressed up as Halloween costumes, Captain America, Marilyn Monroe, but guess what? They look cool, and they're having fun, and that's all that matters.
Multiverse, man. They're coming in from portals.
Yeah, portals everywhere. It doesn't matter. Have fun. And we loved it. And we had I knew I was going to have a good time at that park, but like the more and more I think about it, the more like I loved it. It was a really good place.
Right. The more I'm left hungry, like regretful, like, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do this? Oh, I need to do this. Next time.
Guess what? We can.
Yeah.
And we will.
Exactly.
So, all right, Knights, thanks for listening. And thanks, Evermore, for being so welcoming.
Yeah, we saw the owner while we were there. And we heard a cool story about him. Cool experience. Really welcoming place.
The
super involved with the fans.
More about the NPCs, just the workers. Like the first lady that greeted us, she was outside of the realm, the portal. Super cool and inviting.
Absolutely.
So we sorry we can't remember anyone's names. We will be better at that. And we want to go back more and more and more and more and more. So we can't wait.
Well, we did remember one name. Booker!
Booker, going
you're gonna
down.
Die!
You're gonna die!
All right, Knights. We will see you
On the porterly flop. No? On the flippity knob?